Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. For days, even weeks now, the Lord has been showing me something in the realm of the Spirit that He had me prophesying as early as 2015 and 2016. I'm hoping that today's episode will bring clarity to what many have been saying about the times in which we live. Let me also begin by saying that it's not what it seems. We're at the beginning of a new era. God has proclaimed a new era for His kingdom, dominion in the earth. If we hear the news reports, it may seem like all hell is breaking loose by the hands of the devil. No, God is setting His people free from the spirit of Pharaoh. He is releasing us out of bondage, and the devil is angry. Even as we speak, God is dealing with leaders of nations with a strong hand, and that is the word the Lord gave me. It's with a strong hand that He's dealing with them. Now, as you may know, they will like to usher in the end of the world, to usher in the apocalypse as they see it. But even in recent days, I'm hearing now that some leaders are declaring themselves part of the four horsemen, which is kind of crazy. They need to go back and read Revelation chapter 6, because what happens at the apocalypse is by the hand of the Lord. An apocalypse is not destruction. It means revelation of Jesus Christ. So that is interesting that these people have twisted the whole meaning of what the apocalypse was about. But in any case, some of you might remember that even in March of 2021, I released a message. And I released it on Let's Talk Prophecy, which is our prophecy site. It was entitled The Four Horsemen of Their Own Apocalypse. You can go back and read it. It is on the site under What About America? In that prophecy, God mentions four leaders of the nation, Mrs. Harris, Mr. Biden, Mr. Obama, and Mrs. Clinton, and He declared that they were the four horsemen of their own apocalypse. Why God called them that, I'm not sure if that's a name that they used for themselves in private, but it is a name that God called them, and He called them out because they believe they have the power to override the will of God for mankind and the earth. So when I tell you things are not as they seem, it's because God is revealing truth. In these days before Jesus returns, you will have to be able to hear the voice of God if you want to overcome the evil of the world. Darkness shall surely increase as men continue to strive against the plan of God. But as Isaiah says in chapter 60, darkness may be in the earth, gross darkness upon the people, but that's not the end of the story. This story was written by Almighty God from the foundation of the world. It has a glorious end. We are about to see glorious things from the kingdom, even while it may seem like all hell is breaking loose in the world. There's another story that will be unfolding in the kingdom of God. God alone is shifting things according to His purpose. Now, you who have followed this podcast, you've heard me repeat what God said about this being His grand finale before Jesus returns. And then last night, the Lord reminded me of what else I was told about this grand finale. So I went back to the War Journal, 1999 to 2010, Volume 1, for a quote that the Holy Spirit gave me. This coming move of God is His grand finale before Jesus comes. Fire in the sky and earth. Fireworks. It's the time of God's justice. Good and bad rewarded for their persistence. So let me emphasize, this is God's time of justice. So it doesn't really matter what men do to oppress us. They will have to pay in this season. God is about to recompense His people for all they have suffered at the hands of the devil. We know that wicked men did the evil, but it was the devil who duped them into going up against God. They thought they had the power to overtake God. Well, now we know they were deceived. But they have never seen God. They have never known God. They're not even sure He's real because they've never seen Him face to face. However, God is about to show His ferocious power. And that's the word the Holy Spirit gave me. Ferocious power in this season. And they will know that it is God that they have encountered. This indeed is the most dangerous time to be opposing God and oppressing His people. Satan knows it. But most demon-possessed men don't. The devil has set them up for destruction. So, rather than glorying that men are taken down with the sword of the Lord, we need to pray for their souls. We need to pray for the mercy of God to spare them just enough to get them saved. That's God's purpose anyway. It's his desire, and it's his will, according to 1 Timothy 2:4, that all men would be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth. Right now, people are being deceived. And now we see what's in the news. Leaders are scrambling and going up against one another because they've lost control. This reminds me of a story in 2 Chronicles 20:20. The enemy attempted to take out the people of God, and King Jehoshaphat called for a fast and prayer. Then a prophet said, "Thus said the Lord, be not afraid nor dismayed by the reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow you go down against them." And it ends by saying, "Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord." And that's where we are now. We don't have to fight in this battle. This is not our battle. It's God's. All we need to do is go where he tells us to go, do what he tells us to do, and watch the salvation of the Lord. Now, in that story, like what we're seeing before us, the people were being threatened that they would be destroyed. But the word of the Lord told them another story. I hope someone's listening to what the Spirit is saying. Jehoshaphat put it this way, "Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper." In other words, if you believe what God and his prophets say, you will prosper in what looks like a deadly situation. The converse is also true. If you choose not to believe God nor his prophets, you can expect not to prosper, but to fall under the destruction of the enemy. It's not God's plan for your life, but you must choose. Whose report do you believe? Many Americans are believing the news reports. Again, for those who follow this ministry, how many times has God told us that the false prophet is the media of our day? Others are consumed with wanting to see Trump return. Listen, God is handling that matter. America is in turmoil because God is doing a work in our midst, and it's in the spirit. It's not the devil. It's God shaking up the wickedness of the church and of the world. As according to God, the church has gotten mixed up in the political mess in our nation. God said it back in 2020. The battle against the White House has been settled. Right now, God is giving us a choice. He wants us to come back to him. Even the politicians, he's saying to them, hey, it's either God's will or theirs. They will be stopped, even by force if necessary. And the Holy Spirit said that. God is talking about the political game playing, but he's also talking about those playing church. And he says there'll be many tragic ends so that people will learn to fear God and his church in holiness. Beloved, we are in the time in which God commanded Isaiah 45 to come forth. Woe unto him that striveth with his maker. God will have redemption and salvation for his people, but there'll be devastation for his enemies. God will do this for the church and for America and for the nations. In America, there's been many atrocities against the people of this nation. God calls them treasonous. Leaders have conspired against America to divide and harm the people to benefit their personal kingdoms. That's what God says. He also says his judgment is here. He has no favorites. He has no political affiliation. People do. And they are about to see their idols fall in shame and some even dead. Beloved, this is God's chosen season to work his will in the lives of his people for his purpose alone. So it's time for all of us to repent and prepare for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now here's a prophecy that I received in 2020 that I wanted to also share with you today. The works of man has ended. It's my time, says God, to perform the greater works through my faithful servants in the earth. Oh, what a time it shall be. Righteousness will flow from the hills to the valleys, peace like a river upon the earth. This is it, my time of jubilance as righteousness returns in the earth. It's time to arise and shine, my people. Your day has come to be prospered in the earth. Arise now, my sons and daughters, and do all I have commanded for this hour. I am with you. You shall not go alone. I will never leave you nor forsake you, says God, your loving Father. Purify your hearts, my people. Draw nigh to me. Forsake all others and follow me now. It's your time to arise and shine. My glory is upon you now. And that was a prophecy I received and posted back in 2020. So now you know. The plans of the devil have been foiled. The tokens of the liars have been frustrated, as it says in Isaiah 44:25. God has made the diviners, the false prophets, and the soothsayers mad. He's turning them into fools. He's turned their wise men, the crafty magicians, and all the witches and astrologers. He's turning them backwards and turned their knowledge into foolishness. In other words, God is making a fool out of the plans and purposes of men who want power over this world. And here's a newsflash. The earth, its people, and all of its possessions belong to God. And that's according to Psalm 24:1. Sure, God gave mankind dominion, but time is up, he said. The works of man are over. They've ended. We now find ourselves in a kairos moment of time. It's God's appointed season to do all of his will. He's taking the earth and its people back on his script. It would seem the darkness is prevailing, but God said, "The darkness shall not prevail." It's a time of restoration, a time of justice, and a return to righteousness in the earth. Now, I also want to say something that you don't hear too many people saying, but I'm going to say it because the Lord brought it to me again today. The American government is outwardly, and that's according to the Holy Spirit, outwardly trying to defer to make deference to Black people in this nation, but it's only on a surface level, according to God. That whole thing about Black Lives Matters is a political stunt, and this is God speaking, and it's meant to keep Black people under control of a political party instead of under God. They don't want us to be one nation under God. In fact, they would like to take the phrase out of the pledge, but it is as God says it is. Now, God does not make a difference between people groups. Here is something he had me share in an article back in 2016, and the article was entitled "Lessons from Egypt." I want you to listen carefully because this expresses the heart of God for all people. Now, I wrote this under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. The Lord gave me a strong word about what America has to do in this season. The Holy Spirit said that America owes God's people 400 years of recompense from 1620 to 2016. In addition, there's recompense due for everyone injured or enslaved, whether Black, Hispanic, Asian, Native American, for every person America enslaved, misused, and abused, regardless of race, in order to perpetuate the power and greed of this nation. It is being recompensed by God. This is the hour of God's vengeance for all who are standing on their covenant. The Lord will be handing out recompense commensurate with every incident that prevented his people from serving him. And that was a word that I got back in 2016 that the Lord had me publish. So in a final word of encouragement, I want to leave you with a prophecy also that I received in 2016. It's amazing how all these prophecies are now seeming to be a fruition and manifesting in our day. And this was also originally posted in Let's Talk Prophecy. And I also had it published in a book entitled Invoking the Power of the Blessing. This prophecy was entitled Concerning the Spirit of Pharaoh in America. It was received on October 16th in 2016. And I'll begin by just saying, God is setting his people free. No more slaves to the American system of life. The kingdom is arising in all his power to elevate God's people to where he has called them to be. And they will not come out empty-handed. Wealth, substance, and power will be returned to my people, says God. My grace and truth has been released in this atmosphere. And now it will manifest upon my people as they rise in leadership, in finance, and in power to bring America and the nations of the world to my perfect will for the benefit of all mankind. Now is the time of my victory in this earth. My son paid the price and returned the victory for all mankind, but only few have received. Those who have received will arise in great power to manifest my will, to heal, deliver, and recover all for my kingdom's sake. No more slaves to the work-a-day system that has enslaved mankind to a paycheck. I am their God, their only source for all they need in this world. That is why my blessing was returned to the earth, to change circumstances, to multiply and replenish the earth. Praise the Lord, people of God. This is the truth about where we are today, according to Almighty God. It's a glorious day for the kingdom of God. It's a new era where the blessing of the Lord will flourish in the lives of his people. No more curse, but everything, blessings upon blessings, for the promises upon our lives to glorify our God in his grand finale before Jesus returns. We will experience the wealth, the power, and the glory of the Father in our lives in these end times. And we believe it and receive it in Jesus' name. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time.